Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Christmas 1979 was the best Christmas that ever there was.
I think actually 1979 was the best Christmas there ever was.
Oh, I don't know anything about it, mate. I'm going to put my phone down.
So I was 8.
Oh.
Which is the optimal age for Christmas, I think. All Boss toys.
Yeah. 8, yeah. Believering and all that.
Yeah. So 1979 was first of all, let's do the housekeeping. How to contact the show.
Because none of yous ever do.
Yeah, I'll say it just in case somebody decides they want to.
Pardon me, Christmas beer.
So email itschristmaspodcast@gmail.com and Twitter MX is @itschristmaspod.
Yeah.
And there's other things, but I don't know the other things.
We're on Instagram. It's Christmas on that as well. And what I like on Instagram is what I've been posting out is the Christmas single with the cover. And then a link show. It comes across quite nice.
It's Christmas Pod or it's Christmas Podcast?
Yeah, something like that. It's Christmas Podcast, I think.
It's okay.
You'll know it's us. Charlie Mint.
1979 was a Tuesday.
Ooh.
Which is maybe one of the worst days it could be.
Yeah, that's shit, that.
So you'd have your weekend off and then you probably have to come in and work the Monday. And then you're off Tuesday, Wednesday, and then back in on the Thursday, Friday. Started after all the rigmarole of Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
And then you've got another weekend before New Year.
Yeah. So Tuesday, I think, is probably a bad day.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, it did snow on Christmas Day. Snow fell on Christmas Day over Scotland, Northern England, Wales, and Essex. 1979 is one of only 5 times since records began in the 1900 where during the winter months of December, January and February, the UK had 5 or more severe gale warnings.
Oh.
So it was very, 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 very windy.
Like my anus on a Christmas night after a sprout
night. So main news 1979, just picked out some things of interest.
Some bits and bobs, as they say in the trade.
So on the 22nd of January, tens of thousands of public workers striked in the beginning of what became known as the Winter of Discontent.
Oh, it's all very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, same.
A Tory Christmas.
No. Labour Prime Minister James Callaghan.
Oh.
Imposed a 5% limit on pay increases to its own workers, hoping to set an example for the private sector to follow. But Ford Motors gave its workers a 17% pay rise, causing widespread strikes.
So the Tories took over, didn't they, at some point in 79? So it would be a Tory Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Tory Christmas.
So they'd have charged for that snow.
Now, on the 9th of Feb, the England international striker Trevor Francis signs for Nottingham Forest from Birmingham City in Britain's first ever £1 million deal.
Burns me head out that.
£1 million, yeah.
What's his face? Henderson is in Saudi now, going like leaving, and he's on something like what? £650,000 a week.
Yeah.
Or some such shit.
Probably on a fucking £1 million an hour. Not bad. Yeah, so the 4th of May, the Conservatives win the general election by a 44-seat majority after a no-confidence vote on the Callaghan ministry. James Callaghan's government loses a vote of no-confidence in Parliament by one vote, forcing a general election.
Wow.
This is the first successful vote of no confidence in a British government since 1924. And Margaret Thatcher becomes the first female British Prime Minister.
I mean, there's the debate whether she was even fucking human, let alone fucking female.
Yeah. And straight away, she began plans to take all power away from unions.
Rat.
Yeah, 24th of May, Thorpe Park at Chertsey in Surrey is opened and becomes one of the top three most popular theme parks in the country. Have you done Thorpe Park?
I think so, yeah. I can't We've remember what's there. We've done Cheddington. I think we've done Thorpe Park, yeah.
Yeah, we've done, the main ride when we were there, the main attraction was the Dead and Brown experience.
Yeah, we haven't done it since that was there.
So the 10th of August to the 22nd of October, the entire ITV network in the UK is shut down for 11 weeks by a technician's strike.
Oh.
Members refused to accept what they consider to be a derisory pay increase. The strike was believed to have cost the city, cost the channel $100 million in lost revenue.
Wow.
The strike ended with victory for the unions involved in the dispute. Technicians saw a 45% increase in their salary, which took them from 8,000 to 11,620 per annum.
I tell you what, though, that's some big bollocks going on strike for 11 weeks.
Yeah.
11 weeks.
45% increase.
Well played.
Yeah. And then following on from Trevor Francis being the first £1 million signing, on the 8th of September, Wolverhampton Wanderers set a new national transfer record by paying just under £1.5 million for Aston Villa and Scotland striker Andy Gray.
No. I didn't realise that. I knew he played for Wolves, but I didn't realise that the records were only, was smashed a few months later.
Yeah.
Wow. Because, we literally signed Peter Beardsley in 1987 for something like
1.9
million.
Yeah.
So from for 8 years.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody went,
the way prices are now shooting up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
13th of November, miners reject a 20% pay increase and threaten to go on strike until they get their desired pay rise of 65%. Come on, miners. Throw me a bone here. Throw me a bone.
That's why she went after them, innit? I'm drinking out of me 50 mug.
We got you that. Then the 20th of December, the government publishes the housing bill, which will give council house tenants the right to buy their homes from the following year. More than 5 million households in the United Kingdom currently occupy council houses. I know we tinkered with the idea of buying my nan's house because she'd lived in the house since it was built. I think she was in it 60 odd years, and we'd have got it for all $4,000.
That one stroke just weakened the unions overnight.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because people had mortgages and get evicted if they go on strike.
Yeah. Couldn't afford to strike then, though.
Basically privatised social housing. Again, it's a very political podcast, this. It's supposed to be Christmas.
All right. Well, let's get on to some ale. The first Witherspoon's pub is established by Tim Martin in the London borough of Haringey.
He's a rat. So say it, Tim Martin.
The first Witherspoon's opened.
Oh.
All right. Now, here's what you wanted to put in. You said last week you want to start putting this in the Boxing Day fussy results.
Yeah. And when I can get my head round it, I'm going to try and have. There was the lightning seeds in the 90s, wasn't it? When you read the scores out.
Is it Life of Riley?
Yeah. I don't know what that was you just sang.
Not that.
But then in the 80s, it was a Phil Collins one off one of his albums with all the trumpets in. I can't remember. Yeah, it was. Yeah. But then there's the
the old Pathé News,
something like that. Yeah, which is still used now on Five Live. So when I can get my head round it, for this bit, we'll have backing music on as well.
Well, it sounds...
John Motson. Well,
shall I just read them out, or do you want to try and guess the scores?
Yeah, let's do guess the scores, then. Yeah.
All right, then. Wolves and Southampton. It was a
the way you said it, nil-nil.
Shit game, yeah. Liverpool, Man United. Oh, what a game. Boxing Day.
Boxing Day 79. 1-1.
2-0 Liverpool.
Up the Neds.
Man City, Stoke.
Oh, fucking hell. Stoke won 1-0.
Yeah. No, what I was saying, no. Man City won, Stoke won.
Oh,
my mind was something else then.
What were you doing?
I was going to try and say it like they'd say on the telly. Manchester City won, Stoke won. But I won't. Oh, Arsenal against Tottenham.
Fucking hell. He said, I mean, this is what they should do now on Boxing Day, shouldn't he? Local derbies.
Now you've got to go to fucking Newcastle.
Yeah. 3-0 Arsenal.
1-0 Arsenal.
Oh.
Bolton Everton.
Oh, 2-0 Bolton.
1-1.
Bang.
West Brom, Bristol Rovers.
Oh, Bristol Rovers.
The Robins on Christmas.
2-0 to the home team.
3-0 West Brom.
That's what I meant.
Norwich and Ipswich.
The way you said it, 1-1.
3-3.
Oh, classic.
Nottingham Forest and Aston Villa.
Oh, Trevor Francis, Atri. 3-0.
It was 2-1. He must have done an Oggy.
An Oggy. Oggy, Oggy, Oggy.
Derby and Coventry.
The way you said that was 1-1.
Derby 1, Coventry 2.
Stop tricking me.
Middlesbrough and Leeds.
How many's in this fucking league? Middlesbrough, Leeds. Leeds were dead hard. 3-0 Leeds.
11? There's 11. Well, it was a bigger league, wasn't it? Middlesbrough 3, Leeds 1.
Oh.
I'm shit at this. Brighton and Crystal Palace.
1-1.
Brighton 3. Crystal Palace.
2.
0.
Wow. Well, that's a rivalry now, isn't it? That's a massive rivalry now. Was that a rivalry then, I wonder? It stems from something or other. Can't remember what.
Okay, so the league stands that year. Liverpool won the league. They won it the year before as well, didn't they? Mm. So they retained the championship. They finished on 60 points. Man United were second on 58 points.
Ooh.
So that was a massive victory there for them on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
3 points.
2 points back then.
Correct.
Correctamundo.
Right. Yeah, Bob Paisley's Liverpool win the Football League division for the 12th time. 2 points out of Man United. They also won the Charity Shield and got to the semis of both domestic cups. Everton didn't have such a good season, finished 19th. Just one place above the drop zone.
Nothing changes.
Same shit, different year. Arsenal beat Man United in the FA Cup, 3-2.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Nottingham Forest beat Malmo, the Swedish Football League champions, 1-0 in the European Cup final.
Yeah.
Goal scored by Trevor Francis. Money well spent.
Sure, that was an header as well.
And the League Cup was won by Wolves.
Oh,
Emlyn Hughes left the season before and captained. Hughes. Yeah, he won the
crazy horse.
Went to Wolves, didn't he? Won the cup with them.
One of my many nicknames in work.
Crazy horse.
Yeah.
Donkey dick. All right, so I'm on to my music now. That's your fussy news.
Go ahead then.
So, my albums.
Aww.
So, 10th, the week of Christmas, number 10 was ELO's Greatest Hits.
Oh.
10 weeks in the charts. Never got to number one. Oh, no. Yeah, got peaked at number 7. Number 9, London Calling by The Clash. Another classic.
Never heard it.
Ooh.
I've heard the song. I've never heard the album.
It might be worth listening to because it's number 16 in the brand new 2023 Rolling Stones top 500 albums of all time.
Oh.
So it's number 16.
That I listen to then.
So it's must be decent.
It's a rare up there, as my nan used to say.
Your granddad, you hasten to add.
Well, it's right up there. You've knocked me dentures out.
Number 8, 20 Golden Greats by Diana Ross.
Not listening to that.
No.
Never will.
The 20 Hottest Hits of Hot Chocolates.
You to me are everything, the sweetest song that I can sing. Oh, baby.
Number 6, Peace in the Valley, various artists.
Fuck off.
And Peace in the Valley is 22 religious favourites.
Oh, sorry, Jesus.
Sung by Lena Martel, Marvin Gaye, Andy Williams, Jim Reeves, Max Bygraves, Johnny Cash, Gladys Knight, and Slim Whitman.
Craig was then struck by lightning.
Oh, looks like a nice little cover.
Oh, Peas in the Valley.
Number 5, Love Songs by Elvis. Only peaked at number 5.
And he's dead by now, Ghost Elvis. Cashing in on him.
Yeah. Number 4. I've never listened to this. I'm pricked. I might listen to it. Regatta de Blanc by The Police, number 4. I've never listened to any Police albums.
I had the greatest hits on tape years ago.
On and this, the hits on this was Message in a Bottle and Walking on the Moon.
Bobby, Henny on the moon.
Number 3, absolute classic, The Wall by Pink Floyd.
Do you know what? I've only just listened to the Dark Side of the Moon, which was 73, in the last year. I've never listened to Hole in the Wall. What did you call it?
The Wall.
Oh, yeah, the hole in the wall. I can't get my money out the hole in the wall.
See, since we've bought a record player and I'm looking at vinyl, I never realised how many albums they've actually got. They've got a shitload of albums. But obviously, a lot of the earlier stuff might be hard to listen to.
Can't wait to retire, mate, so I can get on my doobies in my spare bedroom listening to shit.
Smooth Number jazz. 2 was The Greatest Hits, Volume 2 by ABBA.
Love ABBA now. I wouldn't thank you for it, but I love it. I've
Would
got
you thank
respect
me for the music.
Oh, big I yawn.
Said thank you for
I loved
the
their
music.
Their new album. I really love it.
Yeah.
It's a solid album that, and I get all emotional at that single he put out. Oh, so sad because they'll all be dead soon.
Okay. I mean, if they ever said they were gonna reform and do a concert, fucking hell. They could sell the tickets for whatever he wants. They'd sell out, wouldn't he? Yeah. And number 1, Christmas Day album was The Greatest Hits by Rod Stewart.
I didn't see that coming.
Big Rod.
I Am Sailing. I always remember I Am Sailing in the 70s.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I've got a vivid memory. And I know it did happen, but I don't know why I've remembered it. In primary school, me and Alex Chenholm, who was a girl, I think she was sort of like my girlfriend, but not a girlfriend, because I think we were like 5 or 6. We always used to sing it at dinner time. And the dinner lady used to come over and say, go on, Stu, go on, Alex, sing the song. And we'd sing I Am Sailing for some reason.
Oh, I want to listen to it now.
So there's your albums. I'll go on to the singles now, yeah?
Go ahead, then, you little fella.
Number 10, Brass in Pocket by The Pretenders.
Never heard it.
Shut up, you whopper. I've never heard of The Pretenders.
I've heard of
Chrissie Hynde.
Yeah, I've never heard that song.
Chrissie Hynde was nearly married to
Elton John.
No, what's his name? Johnny Rotten or Sid Vicious. No, it's Sex Pistols.
But then he died.
She's American or Canadian. She came over to Britain. And she ended up working in Vivian Westwood and Malcolm McLaren's clothing shop called Sex.
Oh.
And Malcolm McLaren was the Sex Pistols manager.
How so the fuck always... do you know this?
There's a documentary on it, like Netflix or something. Watched it last year. So she wanted to get a green card to stay in Britain. So I think it was Johnny Rotten said, well, why don't we go and get married? And said, all right. So they're going to, but then he bottled it. So then Sid Vicious said, come on, I'll do it. I'll come and get married to you. They went to the registry office, but it was closed. There you go.
There you go.
It's a good documentary, that, actually. Number nine, My Simple Heart by the Three Degrees.
My Simple Heart. It's freezing.
Number eight, Que Sera Ma Vida by the Gibson Brothers.
Never heard of them.
Translates to What Will My Life Be?
Oh, that's deep.
Que Sera Ma Vida. No, I don't know what that is. Number seven, it's on all the Christmas hit song albums. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Mache.
Only Mache peaked can. At number seven.
Yeah.
And that's a proper Christmas song, isn't it?
It is, but it's a bit, you're trying too hard.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, another classic, number six, Rapper's Delight, the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, I don't rate it.
A lot of people, it's a lot of people's party trick, isn't it? Doing the rap from it.
Is that the one where it goes, I said a beat, bop, shibby dubby dee, and a hibby dubby dee, and a bibbidi bop.
Exactly like that.
Shibbidi bop, yeah.
And anybody who does it any different does it wrong.
I might have to sing that one day on Ego.
Number five, I Only Want to Be With You by the Tourists.
I Only Want to Be With You.
Now, I listened to this when I was doing the research, and it took me back to sitting in the kitchen when I must have been about four or five listening to the radio. And that song was always on. It just transformed me. I don't know why, but I was sat in the kitchen watching my mum cooking the tea. And that,
no way.
That song, isn't that weird?
Pinny on, bifter on the go.
That was me, yeah. Number four, Day Trip to Bangor by Fiddler's Dram.
Didn't we have a lovely day to day you tried to Bangor?
Ooh. The folk group's only ever chart entry. Here we go again. Number three, Walking on the Moon by the Police. It did get to number one. Number
not very
two,
Christmassy.
I Have a Dream by ABBA.
I know, yeah, but what was number two?
I Have a Dream.
I have a dream. Well, right, we're going to change it up, aren't we?
Hold on, let me just take a lozenge.
So you're going to now put your tuxedo on. And you're going to go on the stage and you're going to give us a rendition of the Christmas number one, aren't you?
Let me just test my mic. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. All right, guys, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Hey! Teacher, leave them kids alone. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers, leave the kids alone. Hey! Teacher, leave us kids alone. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
Like that.
I didn't know you could sing like that. You touched me in places I didn't know I could be touched.
Let me just stub out my joint. Yeah.
It seems like a very dark Christmas number one now.
Yeah.
A dark time.
I don't know why it got to number one. I don't know whether it was on a television program or what. I don't know.
Yeah, or just it was just a boss single that got released. Just yeah.
I mean, Another Brick in the Wall is a three-part composition on Pink Floyd's 1979 rock opera, The Wall, written by bassist Roger Waters. Part two, a protest song against corporal punishment and rigid and abusive schooling, features a children's choir at the suggestion of producer Bob Ezrin, and Pink Floyd added elements of disco.
I mean, them kids who were in that choir, say they were 10, you're like, well, how old are you, 8? So them kids have got to be about coming up to 60, 50, 55,
56. Yeah,
60-ish, yeah. Yeah, it's weird that. But so
What's your claim to fame? Oh, have you heard of that song, The Wall? Another Brick in the Wall, yeah. Have you heard that song? Yeah, that's me.
The Wall.
So there you go. Did you like my little song, yeah?
Yeah, fabulous. Absolutely wonderful. And going forward, people, we are going to try and sing, because obviously we do this take turn sing now for the month. So I'm on the next one. We're going to try and sing the songs that were number one.
Now, don't get us wrong. We're not trying to be, we're not singing because we think we're good singers. We're singing because we asked yous to send stuff in and yous haven't.
He's let us down consistently.
So we've had to step up.
And we are awful. Well, Kerry actually says you're quite a good singer. I don't know.
Must be on the Prosecco.
But I'm tuneless, which I am. I can't. Okay. I am tuneless. But no, it's so just a bit
if you do text or tweet or whatever, don't be saying you're a shit singer, because we know we're shit singers. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, we're having a laugh.
Right, I'll get on to the movies.
Go on then.
So the top 10 movies of 1979. Kramer versus Kramer. Life of
Classic.
Brian.
Classic.
The Warriors.
Classic. The Classic. Champ. Never seen it.
Oh, man. You disappoint me so much. You've not seen you've not cried at The Champ. I guarantee anybody who watches The Champ, if they don't cry, they're heartless.
I've never seen it. I'm just opening the door. Keep talking.
We'll go on. Then we've got Escape from Alcatraz, the Clint Eastwood film.
Yeah.
Meatballs.
Iron Eight. Thanks a lot.
What's his name? I was going to say Mel Gibson.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, yeah. Oh, it's not him. No. What am I thinking? That's Spaceballs, isn't it? Meatballs was the dirty one, wasn't it? Like Porky's.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen that one.
Meatballs is like Porky's. Moonraker, James Bond.
Shite.
The Jerk. Steve.
Classic.
Martin. Ten. Bo Derek and Dudley Moore.
Never seen it. No.
He's having a midlife crisis, and the woman across the way is Bo Derek, moves in, and she's always got a Bappy's house.
Oh. I might watch that then.
And he ends up getting with her. And it's very watchable. Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Body. Now.
Oh,
was that Vietnam? I don't know if I've seen that. Is that a Vietnam film?
I think so, but don't quote me. Don't quote me, Ma.
Oh, you'll know this one. Star Trek, the motion picture. You were a Trekkie, aren't you?
I love them, yeah. I love Star Trek a little bit less than I love Star Wars. Okay. And I love them less than I love Marvel.
Okay, so number three in the box office of 1979 was Rocky II.
Wow. Then he didn't waste any time, did he? Was he 77 or 75? The first one, something like that.
Don't know.
Fucking timeless then, mate. Yeah. When I had COVID, I went on a Sylvester Stallone binge, didn't I? And I watched all the Rockies, then all the Rambos. Oh, nice, my mate. God.
No, yeah. The Rocky franchise is still one of my favourites.
Yeah.
It's like, I always class it as if I'm flicking through the channels and I hit a movie, if I stop and watch it, Rocky is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Rocky 2 in particular.
In particular. Number two, The Amityville Horror.
Never seen it.
I'm sure I have, but I can't think what it is.
I remember that Amityville, that was the house on the hill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I remember the Hammer Horrors used to be on in the 80s when we were little. But I don't know if Amityville was one of them.
No.
The
Hammer House of Horror wasn't known. And then the top grossing film of 1979 was actually released December the 15th, 1978.
Oh, okay.
Was Superman.
Dun, 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 dun. Which is the Star Wars theme tune as well.
It turns into it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to do my telly now. But first of all, there was quite a lot of classic shows that start or end in 1979. So these started on BBC One. Blankety Blank. These all started in 79. The Antique Roadshow. The Dukes of Hazzard, Question Time, Terry and June, Not the 9 o'clock News, Give Us a Clue, Wurzel Gummidge, Mork and Mindy, Tales of the Unexpected, Sapphire and Steel, Cannon and Ball Show, and Minder.
Wow.
All started in 79. And then programs that ended in 79 was The Live of Birds, Squares, Faulty Towers.
Well, yeah, Faulty Towers is literally, is it 12 episodes? And it's some of the most.
There was two series of 6 episodes each.
Yeah.
The show was ranked first on a list of 100 greatest British television programmes drawn up by the British Film Institute in 2000. And in 2019, it was named the greatest ever BT. The greatest ever British TV sitcom by a panel of comedy experts compiled by the Radio Times.
No way.
And then the last ever episode, which was actually shown on Christmas Day, of George and Mildred. There you go. So I'll get on to what was on the telly Christmas Day. BBC One, I'll just fly through these because there's nothing special. Star Over Bethlehem. Morning Service, a celebration of Christmas by the young children of Christ Church, Llandderin, Cardiff.
Oh.
Then The Weather, then Bagpuss. The Spinners at Christmas. The Spinners are joined by the audience in festive mood for a seasonal special of music and comedy, which this year is from Thoresby Hall, Nottinghamshire.
Oh.
Then we had a film, Black Beauty. Then Top of the Pops. 1979, Top of the Pops, introduced by Kid Jensen and Peter Powell. Yeah, on it was Blondie, Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Janet Kay, Gary Newman, Roxy Music, Anita Ward, The Buggles, B.A. Robinson. Buggles? Video killed the radio star tune. B.A. Robinson. I always remember him because he did the theme tune to Swap Shop. Do you remember the theme tune to Swap Shop?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, he wrote that. M, who did pop music. Pop, pop, pop music.
Oh, wow. Tuck-a-bow.
Lena Martell, Dr. Hook, Cliff Richard, Racy, and Squeeze.
Racy, some girls will.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee, some girls won't. Ooh-wee.
They were like a poor man's shawaddy waddy, weren't they?
Yeah. Some girls need a lot of love and Anna.
I've put in here the actual link to the program if you want to put it on the show notes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
the actual Top of the Pops, it's on YouTube. Then the Queen at 3 o'clock. 3:20, Larry Grayson's Christmas Generation Game Special Edition.
Shut that door. Was that him? It was him, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. With surprise guests and seasonal games for the contestants and family to play at home, starring Larry Grayson and Isla Sinclair.
Boing.
And I've also got the link for that.
Wow, Sandy. Yeah, I'm going to start putting them in again.
The film, The Gnome-mobile, a Walt Disney film with Walter Brennan. No idea.
No.
News. Blankety Blank, Terry Wogan hosts a Christmas special with, yeah, it is the celebrities of the day. Lenny Bennett.
Huh?
Lorraine Chase.
Oh.
Wendy Craig.
Oh, she was tired here.
Sandra Dickinson.
Dickinson. She was a nut. She wasn't. Barely, just messing.
Shirley Ann Field.
Who?
I know. Kenny Everis.
Oh. In the most best possible taste.
Did snotty, yeah. Lisa Goddard, David Hamilton, David Jason, Roy Kinnear, Patrick Moore, and Beryl Reed.
Some fucking names in there.
Beryl Reed. All Creatures Great and Small. And then at 7:20, the Mike Yarwood Christmas Show with special guests from America, Johnny Mathis and Janet Brown. And again, I've got a link to that.
Oh, Sherry. I'll put them in.
To the Manor Born at Christmas. Film The Sting, Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Parkinson at Christmas. Join Michael Parkinson and his seasonal guests, which doesn't say who it was. Then on ITV, Beautiful Morning Carols from the choir of St. Winifred School, Stockport, with St. Winifred School Choir.
Didn't they do Grandma, We Love You?
Yeah, well, who knew that when you were watching that, they were going to be next year's Christmas number one.
Wow.
Grandma,
we love you.
Yes, they were Christmas number one in 1980, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's choir.
Bonkers.
A merry morning for the National Children's Home Harrogate, presented by Jimmy Tarbuck, with Animal Quackers, Mike Harding, and Ward Allen. The Christmas morning service from Harpenton Methodist Church in Hertfordshire. Then we had Lassie, the film. Christmas Oh Boy with Joe Brown and the Brothers. Billy Hartman, Freddie Fingersley,
ooh.
Alvin ooh. Stardust, Shaken Stevens, Rachel Sweet, Tim Withnell, Fumble, The Oh Boy, Cats and Kittens, and the Oh Boy Boogie Band.
No way.
Okay.
No nonsense yet.
Star Games, the grand final.
What comedy is Star Games?
I don't know.
Wow.
I tried to search it and all American stuff came up.
Yeah.
Star Games, the grand final. Comedy versus TV presenters with Michael Aspel, Alan Pascoe, Jenny Hanley, and Gerald Sinster.
Gerald Sinster? What's he famous for?
I don't know.
Is he the sports commentator or something? Gerald Sinster?
I don't know.
Weird.
I'll leave that with you.
Yeah.
3:15 after the Queen, we've got Goldfinger, Bond again, Sean Connery this time.
Yeah.
3:21, Dickensian Christmas Show, presented by Ted Rogers with Teddy Scott, Bill Maynard, and Wilfred Bramble. Oh, I know him. Wilfred Bramble.
Wilfred, isn't he
the old guy?
Isn't he the old guy in Hard Day's Night?
No.
Yeah, from Steptoe and Son.
I don't think it's him.
Okay.
And then, like I said before, the very last episode of George and Mildred.
Oh, I love George and Mildred. And what was the other one you said? Terry and June. I've got that as a ringtone on my phone. I mean, no one uses ringtones anymore because your Apple Watch just vibrates. But
yeah.
And you're talking about George and Mildred. I don't know what that theme tune is.
Well, I like George Mildred, but then there was a spin-off of Robin's Nest, wasn't it? Richard O'Sullivan.
Yeah, and he's still knocking around. He's in a nursing home, isn't he now?
He was a chef, wasn't he? He ended up being a chef, and the guy who worked in the kitchen with him had one hand or one arm. One arm, didn't he? Yeah. He was always getting into the two little dolly birds, wasn't he?
One at a time.
Then the film was Three Musketeers with Michael York, Oliver Reed, Raquel Welsh, Faye Dunaway, and Richard Chamberlain.
Classic.
8:45, prime time, Christmas with Eric and Ernie.
Oh, mate.
Eric Morecambe, Ernie Wise, David Frost, Glenda Jackson, and the Peter Wright the Peter Knight Orchestra.
Doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. But then at 9:45, you got This Is Your Life special, presented by Eamon Holmes, and it was Eric Sykes. Oh. That would have been a laugh, all the comedians coming
up. Yeah,
I tried to search it, and all I found was a clip of when Tommy Cooper comes on and starts talking. So there is a clip there if you want to put that in, but it's just Tommy Cooper talking about Eric Sykes.
That would have been hysterical, though. Probably dropped an anvil on his foot or something.
The late night film was Death at Love House, Robert Wagner. Nope, never heard of it.
I don't know.
And then at 1 a.m., The Child is Born, Christmas Charts from the monks at Farnbury Abbey.
Weird.
Singing.
Oh, ding.
Just dropping a bell on his toe. Right, that's someone's toys now.
Go ahead, then.
What was popular on the Santa list of 1971? Star Wars was still a big favourite.
The Bootio.
MB Electronics Simon is launched in 1978, but still massive on Santa's lists. Remember Simon used to press the colours in a sequence?
Yeah, Simon Says.
It was only called Simon.
Oh.
Lego spaceships.
Oh.
Because of, I'm only assuming because of Star Wars, spaceship, Lego spaceships.
That's Star Trek.
Yeah. Star Trek, I'll give you that. The Atari 2600 came out.
Ooh.
Strawberry Shortcake Dolls, Care Bears, Big Track was released in 79. I think we spoke about that on previous ones. The Sony Walkman was massive. They're all back now, aren't they? Walkmans are all coming back.
Fucking mental, mate. As soon as we bought our LPs, record players, everyone's got fucking VHSs under their tellies again.
Model Railway Sets, Scale Electrics, and TCR Racing. Nucky the Bear. Remember Nucky the Bear?
Yeah, I do. I remember him. Yeah, oh, he was a toy?
Yeah, he was a ventriloquist doll. And then there was this game called, I know for a fact I got these this year, was Shoots Away. I put the advert in the link, so if you put it on, you can have a look at it if you want. Like a spinning disc, and you looked through a periscope, and you pressed it and tried to drop the bomb, the parachutes into the pots on the bottom.
Oh.
Sounds a bit shit, but if you look at the advert, it's boss. Stock Car Smash Up. I had them where you like to pull the cord through it and smash the cars together and all bits fell off. Tin Can Alley. Absolutely love Tin Can Alley. Supercopter. Starsky and Hutch set, which was a corgi car, Starsky and Hutch plastic figures, and a criminal leaning over the car getting arrested. And then big again was the games Mousetrap and Rebound. So if you go on the show notes, there's also the original advert for them, which is rather good. So, that's it. All I've got left to do now on my little bit is to tell a fucking stupid joke.
Well, okay, I've got a joke as well.
Well, seeing how we're now doing our own rather than sharing years, shall I just do one joke and you keep your joke for yours?
Well, mine's specific to 1979.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
But I take what you're saying.
Well, okay, we'll start it on yours then because I haven't done a joke for yours.
Okay.
Right. What did the snowman say to the aggressive carrot?
Are you pointing that at me?
No. Get out my face.
That's actually funny. Why did Cannon and Ball celebrate Christmas in 1979 with UK comics?
Go on, I don't know.
Because they wanted to add some slapstick to the festive laughs.
Brilliant. Are we going to end with a song?
I think we should, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Take another lozenge and doing a gargle.
Yeah. I'm gargling too. Come on. Let's get on the stage.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, and newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory. See the day when men of God will live in peace. Live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray, I wish, will come true for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory. See the day when men of God will live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be?
Me and my drum.
Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?